My next guest is on the line. He is Professor David Menashri. He's the founding director of the Alliance Center for Iranian Studies. Prof, I'm guessing you are in great demand or have been for the past 48 hours or so.
Yes, please. Yes, there is a big mess in this part of the world.
That is for sure, and we're going to go into that in a little more detail. Professor, I want you to weigh in on an issue that we've been discussing all afternoon, my listeners and myself. We've been trying to understand what was in the mind of the 40 IRGC commanders and the supreme leaders when they agreed to meet at 8:10 a.m. on Saturday morning in an above-ground facility in the same compound in Tehran. What were they thinking? How is it possible that the Israelis managed to take out an entire layer of the regime's command and control?
Well, you have to ask them. The whole time, Iran behaved as an arrogant. And of course, they were asked as a precondition to any agreement. President Trump asked them to really agree to everything.
Yeah.
It was very difficult for them to agree. But they did a mistake. It's not only how they met and how many together, three meetings in the same place. It's a bit too much, and they could look back in the what happened to in the Hezbollah, in Nasrallah, and see that Israel has information. They know that Israel has information. Israeli agents, basically killed Haniya, the Palestinian who was a guest in the compound of the Revolutionary Guards. So it's true that in October 7th, we didn't have information and knowledge that they are going to do this crazy thing. But after all this time, they should have known. But I think is curious that you have such a country, which they have good knowledge about the world and understanding, and they are not, Iran is an empire. It was the first world empire in the world, and now they come and do these things. So the whole thing is really not clear. And I tell you something else. I don't understand the Americans and the Iranians to agree to go to negotiations to try and get an agreement. Each of them is saying bad things about the other. Each of them laying preconditions or red lines that can never meet. They cannot turn into agreement between the two sides. They meet and they come out and say that the meetings were very positive, constructive, and then you see that they didn't go in towards each other. That's the situation. Another thing that the United States, President Trump, came there with what you say, this beautiful armada and the beautiful military power is a demonstration of power that has never been in the Middle East. What do you expect him to go back without doing something? So they should have known Israel, they should have known the Americans, but people make mistakes.
Well, there was one hell of a mistake. Interesting term you used. They make mistakes. Perhaps they're also making a mistake by broadening the war. They've been firing on Cyprus. They've been firing on Bahrain. They've been firing on Oh gosh, pretty much everywhere in the Middle East, we've seen pictures of hotels in Dubai being attacked. And the Iranian foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, he's been reported as saying that the military and the IRGC are acting independently and that there's been a breakdown in the command and control structures. Is that accurate?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going there. There's one thing that I know, that there is a huge difference between the army, as they said, and the Revolutionary Guards. The army is swearing to defend the homeland. They are responsible and duty bound to the country. The Revolutionary Guards are loyal to the revolution, and that makes a whole big difference between them. I have not seen yet any cracks in this war that we are standing with Iran. But there are differences. The main difference is the gap between the people and the regime in Iran. The polls that have been disclosed recently, a few months ago, has shown that they say 90%, but even if less than that, people who do not really trust the government, who are against the government, it's a regime cannot treat the situation and do much about it unless they want to enforce themselves of the people, and that's what they are doing. And you can look back months or so, a few weeks ago, when they really killed so many people from their own country. And I don't know if it was 32,000 or 40,000 or 25,000. Each of them is one too many. And if you don't have mercy to your own people, why they should trust you. And I tell you, I belong to people here in Israel who are not happy when people are being killed, even if they are not in my camp. We have seen in Jewish culture that when your enemy is being defeated and you are not supposed to be happy, to go out and say, "Wow, what a great thing." It's not a great thing. I don't think it's good to kill people, but they don't do anything to go towards the other side and make an agreement. I would say, but I don't know what is your views about it. I don't think that it's good for the preconditions that President Trump faced them with, that actually they are humiliating. If you negotiate it with your enemy, try and find some, make some concessions towards each other. And here you see two sides who are arrogant, who have decided to do what they've done, and the price is being paid by the people in Iran primarily, but also in all other parts of the Middle East, in the region and beyond the region. So I'm very devastated. I've been part in many negotiations and track to diplomacy to try to bridge gaps between the countries, But in this case, it's very difficult.
That's really fascinating, Prof. It's really fascinating that you think there was a position that they could have agreed on, because the Americans were saying they wouldn't budge on the nuclear or the ballistic missile issue, and therefore there was nothing to talk about. They insisted on the enrichment. Sometimes, surely, you've got to stand your ground.
Well, that's right. But then you don't. If this is the situation, why to spend three, four weeks, and then wait for some solution? I think, if you ask me, that both sides wanted to make an agreement. But the agreement that the Americans were willing to do is much more poisoning to the Iranians to accept.
Yeah. That's what they were saying right from the very beginning. So, So, like you say, we're stuck with a bit of a big mess. Professor, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for your time this afternoon.